Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, Crowley, we're rolling. I'm almost at the dinner table. My stomach's growling. We got about 53 minutes left in the show. Gonna go home. Gonna maybe lay down for a second. Get some stuff ready. I already smoked the turkey. Smoked it for about 7.5 hours yesterday. I'm gonna fry one about 1:30. That takes about an hour. And then people will start coming in around 3 o'clock.
What do you like better, the fried or the smoked?
I like the fried better.
Really?
It's juicier, yeah.
Is it crusty on the outside?
Oh, yeah.
Son of a gun.
You're going to try it tomorrow.
Son of a gun. Yeah, if your peeps leave some leftovers.
I know, seriously.
It's a concern here.
I was going to bring you some in today, but then I thought Rochelle would yell at me.
It'd be too early, too. And let's think about this. I mean, if we ate turkey right at the beginning of the show, we would not want to be here at all right now.
No.
We would achieve nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Do you think we achieved stuff today?
No, but we would have achieved even less.
Even less, yeah.
Had we scarfed down some turkey. I went all Craig Wolfley there, made up a word. Scrumpture down. Let me scrumpture down some of this turkey here, Chalooch.
You put out a tweet earlier about the first round pick of the fan staff, and you know what? I mean, I think the undeniably first round pick, to me, is Colin.
Yeah, I can't believe I hadn't thought about Colin. Because Colin works out. He's in good shape. He's a strong guy. He runs a lot as well. Which, I mean, really, when you're thinking about the fan staff, I think that's probably good enough.
Yeah.
Let's say Colin doesn't know how to play football, which I'm assuming he does. Let's just say he doesn't. Doesn't matter. Because he's in shape and works out, I think that gives him a leg up on everyone. And it can't be Mulsey, because Mulsey's broken.
Colin, I think Colin would be better in a turkey bowl that you tackle. Instead of a turkey bowl that's like flag or a two-hand touch turkey bowl, like if we were playing tackle, he'd be my middle backer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think he would take some heads off.
Oh, Dick Butkus back there. I got a couple people.
Spillane.
Well, we don't want to do that to poor Colin. Couple people have said that they would take me first because they feel like I'd be able to drink and just have a good time. Like this dude, he says, the one and only Adam Crowley, shotgun a beer after every tutty. Let's go.
How fun would this be? We got to do this next year.
We do.
We should I don't know how we could construct this, but we should have our own fan team, everybody on the same team. Obviously, I am all-time quarterback against the best team out there. Like you could submit your team, kind of like you did with the fan wedding. You could submit your team to play us. If you win, I don't know, something pretty cool.
Like the Firefighters Guild of Pittsburgh or something.
Right?
That's pretty good. Is Shelby coming in?
I don't know. She's taking her time here.
Because I got this good NFL football picks music I want to get to, but she's not here. There she is.
There she is. She's coming.
She's coming.
All right.
She's coming. Should I fire the thing?
Yeah, fire it up. All right, Shelby, you're back. Last segment of the day. Then you get to go home and enjoy the rest of your day. Maybe lose a couple fingernails.
No, I just got them done. They're on.
Okay.
And I'm not touching the food.
All right. All right, we're going to play a little game here. Do you bet at all?
No.
No? Okay, well, you're going to bet today.
Okay.
There's three games being played today.
Yes.
The first is Lions, ouch, Bills. The second the second is Giants Cowboys, and the third is Patriots Vikings. So we are all going to pick which side we're going to lean on. We're going to use the points. We're going to do it old school style, the real style of betting. The loser does what, Crowley? I feel like we need to keep track of these picks throughout the day, and the loser maybe has to, what, buy dinner or something?
How about we bring in a pie? Loser brings in a pie. We can all eat pie.
Okay.
I like that.
Do we have to make the pie?
Dealer's choice.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going Giant Eagle.
All right. We could. Somebody has to bring in a pie for one of the three of us, whoever has the worst record out of today. I'll start with the first game, and then I'll go to you, Shelby, then I'll go to you, Crowley.
Mm.
First game at 12:30 p.m. kickoff.
Oh, goodness.
Bills at Detroit. Bills, Lions. The Lions are getting 9.5 points. Now, the Bills just played in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
They drove back home, and then they drove right back to play this game. Lions getting 9.5 points. Bills, Lions. Who do you like, Shelby?
Bills.
You like the Bills to cover 9.5 points?
Yes, I think it's going to be a Thanksgiving bloodbath.
Whoa! The Gizzard's coming out and everything.
They haven't been playing well. Well, they just blew out the Browns, but
do you think they're due? You think they're gonna find their stride again today?
Hey, really?
Yeah. The Lions have been playing well. They've 3-game win streak. Uh oh.
Buffalo.
Okay, Crowley.
You ever eat the Gizzard?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You eat it every time?
No, but I've had, like, fried gizzards before.
Oh, man. We have a family member. She just passed away, RIP. She used to eat the gizzard all the time. I'd be like, just no.
I think everyone has an elderly family member that was like, the neck, pass it over here.
Right.
And it never looks good while you're eating it. It doesn't look good on its own.
No, it doesn't.
But it sure as hell doesn't look good while someone's eating it. Anyway, I've got the Lions today. They're playing well. 9.5 is a lot of points. Nick Costos said if it ever got to 10, you go on the Lions. Well, I'm doing it anyway, Nick. That pesky half a point ain't scaring me. I'm on the Lions. They're playing well. The Bills have not. I understand your reasoning here, Shelby. And I'm actually kind of afraid you're going to be right. But I already placed money on the Lions, so it's too late.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Crowley. I feel like the Lions have been playing some good football. And the Bills have been going through a rocky time in their season. It's been up and down. They just had to travel. They had the whole situation with the snow. Then they had to travel back. I don't know why they didn't just stay there. I mean, they literally traveled back about 48
hours
later.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
It's Detroit.
What?
No one wants to stay there.
No one wants to stay there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess you're right.
Giants, Cowboys.
Giants.
Sorry, Detroit.
Oh, man.
We're not Detroit.
As I'm wearing a Lions sweatshirt. So, no, I get you. Yeah, nobody wants to stay there. But Giants getting 10 points, Shelby.
Yeah, that's
getting
crazy.
10 points from the Cowboys. Who do you like?
Just because of the point spread, I'll take the Giants.
Ooh, Daniel Jones, is he going to have a good game?
No, but I just don't think the Cowboys will win by 10.
They just blew out the Vikings.
That's true. That was really bad for fraudulent, my fantasy team.
Fraudulent Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Every year. You like the Giants. 10 points, huh? Okay.
10 points.
I'm trying to sway you a little bit, but it's not working. You're just like, all right, Doran,
I just feel like even though the Cowboys are off to a pretty good start, as are the Giants, again, fraudulently, it's difficult. The Cowboys always find a way to mess it up somehow at some point. And I feel like a loss to the Giants on Thanksgiving – Yeah, lost to the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Might be what happens.
Crowley?
I think Dallas might win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
What?
I do. Because I think that they've got a foolproof sort of way of beating you. Their defense is outstanding. Micah Parsons is an absolute monster.
True.
And they're running the ball really well. They don't need Zeke Elliott. I don't know why they keep trotting him out there, but they're running the ball really well. Got a good offensive line. I'm a Dak Prescott believer, but he doesn't have to do it all on his own. I'm big on the Cowboys. But Lee Corso here, the Giants, they lose the game, but they cover. They lose by 9.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah.
So you're taking the Giants?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are on the Giants? Well, I'm on the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are really on to something. Obviously, last game, as we just said, they blew out the fraudulent Vikings, but still blow out in the NFL. Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard, CD Lamb, Micah Parsons, those guys got it going on right now, and I think they're going to have it going on today. So give me the Cowboys giving 10 points.
Aren't you not supposed to bet against them on Thanksgiving?
The Cowboys?
Yeah. Or isn't there a team like never bet against someone on Thanksgiving?
It might be the Cowboys. And you guys are
doing
that.
Betting against them.
Look at you guys. I hope I don't have to bring in a pie to you guys. I'd be so upset.
What kind of pie would you bring in?
Shepherd's.
I love a good shepherd's pie.
You didn't say it had to be a sweet pie.
Riley's Poorhouse.
Yes.
Carnegie.
Yeah.
Great shepherd's pie.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. Last game of the night tonight. Patriots getting 2.5 points from the fraudulent Vikings, Shelby.
I'll take the Vikings on a bounce back evening.
I will, too. I think as fraudulent as I do believe the Vikings are, and they've got a negative point differential at 8-2, someone explain football to me, please. I don't understand that. The Patriots offense is abhorrent. Mm-hmm. They scored 3 points last week. The better quarterback is on this roster, and they're not playing him. Bailey Zappi's better than Mac Jones. They don't have an offensive coordinator. Give me the Zappi, but they won't. So I've got the Vikings winning by a field goal. The Vikings cover.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to go Vikings, too. I think they bounce back. You know, they're not a bad football team. Yeah, they are a fraudulent football team that, you know, if you paid attention to them this year, they don't do anything splashy. They don't do anything crazy.
Yeah, they never have, really.
Really, they never have. And, you know, they just find ways to win games. And, you know, sometimes that is obviously a really good football team if you still find ways to win games, even though that it's not splashy, it's not crazy. But I think the Vikings bounce back against the Patriots. Yeah, Zappi should be in there still.
He should be playing. And you know what Zeiss told me? Zeiss told me if he ever in his life again bets on the Vikings, whether he bets on the Vikings or against the Vikings, I'm supposed to punch him in the face.
Oh.
Because he said any time that he bets the Vikings, Kirk Cousins stinks. But anytime he bets against the Vikings, Kirk Cousins is unbelievably good.
I think that's how it goes in betting most often. It just seems like the person who you want to or expect to have a good day.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins is that personified.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Although it's a night game. Kirk Cousins bad in primetime.
Very bad.
Night games. This is, crap.
I need Justin Jefferson to make it up to me from last week. He cost us a fantasy win.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the 93.7 the Fan
League?
Yes,
we were on the outside looking in. For the playoffs. I know you guys are really an effort in last.
We're last place, yeah. Crowley. This is on
but you.
But
you guys did beat our team. We lost to you guys even though you had three starters that weren't playing that day. And then we beat the PM team who are in first place.
We're like Jeff Saturday. They're like, Matt Cole won the league last year. Let's have Crowley come in. It was a good draft, and then I just haven't looked once since.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
You know, Spat came in here, our boss. He opened the door, and I'm thinking, okay, what did I say? Like, who did
what
I offend?
I
I'm going to get canceled. I'm getting fired, because why would he ever want to come in and talk to me? And he said, listen, I know you haven't been paying any attention to this league. I'm proposing a trade. You have to accept it. And I wonder.
I would tell Commissioner Mulsey about that.
I did tell Mulsey, but here's the thing. Mulsey has power over the league. SPAC has power over our mortgage checks.
Yeah.
So I made the trade, and then it was bang. Voted down by Mulsey.
Oh, wow.
He vetoed it.
You weren't here last year. There was a fraudulent trade at the end of the year.
Oh, I heard about that.
In the playoffs.
Playoff trade?
Uh-huh. Wasn't it Denise, maybe?
I think so, but I think she was swindled into doing it.
Oh.
And Commissioner Mulsey had to send out an email.
His emails are quite intimidating.
I love it. As a former sorority girl, I love it.
The cattiness of the emails?
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're going to keep track of these games, and
I already forgot.
The loser has to bring in a pie. I hope I don't lose. I really don't. I hate losing.
Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin
pie.
What's that?
Pot pie is good.
Pot pie.
Whoever loses still gets to eat pie.
You're right.
They just have to bring it.
Yeah. Thank you,
Shelby. Really your pie of choice, so you get your favorite pie.
I do feel kind of bad for Shelby because we just thrust this upon you. We didn't even ask if you agreed to this stupid pie challenge. Loser brings a pie.
Shelby's a team player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Thank you, Shelby. You have a wonderful
day.
Thank
you, gentlemen. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
My man Nate just came in here, and let me tell you something. It smells like fart, and I feel really bad. I didn't have time to get my poo in today, my man, and it just reeks in here. I feel like I need to tell it. Ron Cook came in here. I told him the same thing.
What'd he say?
He said, "Oh well, is any Kenny Pickett?
Smells like Fritos.
Is any Kenny Pickett in the folder there?" That was a terrible Ron impression.
How about Nate having that Shaylor wrestling?
I know. And Ron said, "This next guy, I don't know if I've ever worked with him before. Is he any good?" And I said, "Who you got?" And he told me. I said, "Oh, you're in good hands."
Yeah, you're in good hands.
Good hands.
Hell yeah. Nate's the man. He is the man. He's ready to go. Crowley, coming up next. Wait, did you have Chipotle yesterday or something?
It's hard to remember.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk about that. Chipotle, coming up next on the Fan Morning Show.
Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Penguins win last night 2-1 over the Calgary Flames. Evgeny Malkin, he scores in the shootout to be the difference on Evgeny Malkin night. Then he threw his stick into the crowd. What a nice guy. We've got Uruguay and Korea 0-0 in the 57th minute. If you're into the World Cup stuff, later on today from noon until about midnight, you've got all the NFL games on your Thanksgiving. Ron Cook from 10 until noon on 93.7 The Fan. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Crowley, you had something to eat yesterday? What'd you have? You had Chipotle, I think you said? You're like, "I had Chipotle yesterday, and oh my gosh," and then you kind of walked away, and you took a slice of this cake that's been sitting outside, and I that's all I got. Like,
Well, I texted, you could tell the people, I texted you last night, and I said, "I might have something on Chipotle. Keep in mind, I'm super high right now." So... I have a card that allows me to purchase marijuana legally. So don't get on me here, folks. And I'm not saying kids should do drugs or anything like that, all right? Let's not go down that path. Just taking you behind the scenes on my life. And my wife brought back from Chipotle last night 4 large bags of chips, 2 quesos, and 2 guacs. And I absolutely annihilated both of the quesos by myself and 2 bags of chips. Might be why the studio smells the way it does today. Oh, my God. It was so good. And it got me to thinking. I said on Twitter that the best side dish at Thanksgiving is alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the best prerequisite is marijuana.
Do you think that's a move today for people? Like, is that a strong move? Like, for the people that are allowed to do it, usually you get munchies, you get, you know, obviously
and
hungry.
Everything's just better. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, life's better. Everything's better when you're high. I'm a great guy. A good role model for the kids.
You are.
I think that's a pro move.
Yeah.
I can't pull it off because I can't be walking up in there. Like Cheech, everyone's going to be like, "Oh, boy. I got a daughter. I'm the designated driver today, so I can't be doing any of that." But for those of you out there who are in to the herb, today might be the perfect day, and I've never done it before. I feel like it would be an awesome thing to do.
You've never done it on Thanksgiving, you're saying?
Correct.
Because you've done it before, obviously.
Last night.
Jeez.
Well, we wanted my brother...
Wait, hold on.
Backing up, rewind.
I thought you were going to say you had this burrito and the concoction that you had was like absolutely perfect with the sour cream, maybe a little queso with some chicken, some lettuce... some onions, whatever you want to. I thought you were going to say the concoction, how it just was falling everywhere, and just every bite was unbelievable. Mm. All you had was some damn chips.
Queso. Guac.
That's it?
That's what I had. Perfect burrito bowl, though. Or perfect burrito goes something like this for me.
Okay.
Not that you were asking. I would go Steak and barbacoa, half and half.
Yep, that's a good call.
Okay,
all right. We're there already.
Cheese.
Uh-huh.
Spicy salsa.
Okay.
Black beans. Whopping amount of sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
Guacamole.
I'd crush that.
Let's go.
I'd crush that. Maybe a little bit of queso in there, too.
Should we open up the phone lines? I'm curious here.
Real quick.
Okay. Let's go to this caller right on the air. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Worth it.
Hang up. people are over our shenanigans today. They're
I think they might be.
We want to get to the real stuff. We want to get to football. We want to get to eating. We want to get to conversing at the dinner table. That's kind of where I'm at. That's where you're at, Crowley.
Mm-hmm. I am.
First item you go to today. Like what food item is the first thing you're going to?
A little bit of turkey on the fork with mashed potatoes, gravy, and stuffing all in one bite.
Wait, you had a mashed potato bar at your wedding.
I sure did.
So you're a big mashed potato guy.
I'm right? an Irish guy. Love
Are
me
you?
Some potatoes.
You're Irish?
Yeah.
Oh.
You do that.
I didn't know.
The phone lines are blowing up. Should we try that again?
All right, try one more time.
Hi, you're on 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Hey, so, Crowley, you are 100% right. As someone who's partaken, today is the perfect day partake, for sure. That is something I'll be doing. I mean, think about it. How nice would it be to do that? And then you mentioned the recliner with the alcohol. I don't drink anymore, unfortunately. But, yeah, man, you hit the nail on the head. I hope you guys have a great holiday.
You too. Well, look at you. Look at you.
We got Trey Essex. You want to do one more call?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Hi, you're on 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'd like to talk about the best way to enjoy the prerequisite during Thanksgiving.
Go ahead.
Am I live?
Yeah, you're live.
No, you're recorded.
No! Charlie, sorry, dude. First time, long time. So the best way, I think, take a couple puffs, take a couple sips, get a King's Hawaiian roll, a little butter, little leftover turkey, bada bang.
Guys, phone sucks.
Jeez.
Who knew this would make the phone lines light up unlike any other time today? I do love that the guy goes, he's probably stoned already. Am I live?
Am I live?
And you go, no, you're taped.
Oh, we're going off the rails. You know what? We're not the smartest guys, but the guy coming up next is way smarter than us. Trey Essex, Northwestern graduate. Ultra, ultra smart. He joins the show, former Pittsburgh Steelers offensive lineman.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Next on The Fan. Well, Crowley, I think we might have got ghosted.
The old Bellefonte snorkel.
Yep.
No surprise there, because Trey did tell me, Trey Essex, of course, that he'd be frying a turkey, so I might have caught him in a difficult spot.
That's all right.
Yeah. That's okay.
We still like him.
Oh, we love Trey. He was so excited to come on, but he did say, I'll be sipping on some alcohol, and I'll be frying a turkey at about 9:30. So I'm guessing, I mean, that's something you got to pay attention to, right?
Maybe we can see if we can get him tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll shoot him a message.
His post-game meal kind of evaluation of how it all went. Yeah, we'll shoot him a message. We'll try to get Trey Essex tomorrow. But right now, John Madden, I mean, does nostalgia and John Madden just go, you know, simultaneously? They go hand in hand. And, you know, the whole turducken thing that we played earlier had me on the floor almost laughing with the whole legs thing and how you do it. He hasn't done it just one time. He did it multiple times. Let's hear some clips from John Madden from back in the day on his calls talking about Thanksgiving, turducken, turkey, and football.
So our friends at the Four Seasons cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
That is?
I think it's a turducken.
It is a turducken, but I got to show you how to... I can't show you. I need fresh turducken. I'm going to have crazy turducken. But anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey. So as you cut down that way, you go turkey, dressing, duck, dressing, chicken. I'll tell you, Pat, this stuff is looking good and smelling good and tasting good. We got to dig in and start eating now.
It is good, but you got to hurry because the bus is running. It's getting close to game time. We got to get headed for the Silver Dome, and we just like to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys back in the studio.
Summerall and John Madden here, and John, this is gives us a chance this Thanksgiving Day to do something we don't get a chance to do enough, and that is say thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being a friend.
It's our 16th year, and this is great. You know, there's some things in life that just fit, and I think when you talk about football, Thanksgiving, traditional rivalries, and being there, that's a good fit.
Again, a happy Thanksgiving. Look what we got a fan back there, but we got a turducken, right?
Yeah. This is a turducken right here, where we got, you know what a turducken is? A turducken, this thing here is a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned turkey with stuffing. Now you're talking. And that has eight legs.
The leg's got to have a bone, doesn't it? It can't be deboned if it's got legs.
No, then we put the legs on it, too. See, and you just kind of cut this right down the middle, and then you cut sideways, and you get a little turkey and a little chicken and a little duck. Now that's there. That's turducken. Then over there, we have the turkey. See, now here's the turkey. We got one leg, two legs, three legs, four legs, five legs, six legs. So six of these legs or one of these legs or two of these six legs are going to be given to someone. I mean, whoever you want to give them to.
What do you want to do with those grapes?
No, the grapes are gone. And then I'm going to eat the turducken with anyone who wants to go on the way to Kansas City.
I mean, that is just unbelievable. John Madden there, just his calls on turducken. I've never had turducken. Crowley's never had turducken. But just fantastic stuff by the late, great John Madden. I mean, just a staple in football at any level. Everybody knows who John Madden was, who he is. Crowley, could you talk about successful, John Madden, you know, being a head coach, winning a Super Bowl, being an announcer, and then being a part, you know, with your name on a video game that every single person knows. Like, that's just insane to me.
And I think so many people who get into this business, it's paint by numbers, and you want to be an analyst and a former player that just wants to break the game down. And there are people who do that very well. There's no question about it. But the ones that stick out are the people who make themselves characters and stay true to themselves. I don't think John Madden at any moment faked it. I think he was always that guy, and he could break down the game, but in a way that the average fan could understand. And then he would go off the rails like that. And as Jeff Hathorn said earlier, Summerall would give him all this freedom. You go be you, man. I'll stay out of it. The people are here for you. They're here for me in the game. They're here for you in the personality. I don't know that you get anybody on a broadcast now that actually moves the needle. You've got good broadcasters. And I think Tony Romo, initially, there is some novelty to it. When Brady eventually does it, there'll be novelty to it. But John Madden, you could turn into a game, even if bad teams were playing, and you would watch because you'd want to watch for Madden. I don't think a lot of guys have that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the closest guy maybe that's coming up now is probably Pat McAfee, maybe a little
good
bit.
Good point.
You know, I mean, just a little bit. Obviously, he's not even going to scratch the surface of John Madden. Did you know that John Madden was deathly afraid to fly?
Yes.
And he drove in his Madden bus every single place he went to?
I did know that. And that's another thing where he was him.
Yeah.
He was Madden. And then he turned it into a thing, the Madden bus, right?
Yeah.
And so you go on, they do interviews on there. I mean, he was such a character. R.I.P. John Madden. I wonder if the Steelers will honor him whenever they're doing the whole Franco thing on Christmas Eve. I don't know.
Oh, they definitely should. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So I asked Jeff this earlier. Who was your person? I mean, did you want to become a broadcaster? Did you not know what you wanted to do whenever you were younger? Was there somebody that stuck out to you? Because, you know, myself, I could name a bunch of football players that I try to emulate and wanted to be like, and players that made me want to play football. Was there anybody out there whenever you were coming up that you're like, I want to be that?
I love the Jim Rome show.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I mean, the way that he had the cult following and still does with the clones, and how he built a community around a radio show in a way that had never really been built before. So that always stuck out to me. I did want to be a baseball play-by-play guy earlier in my youth, and I was a big Lanny Fritteri fan. Thought he called a great baseball game. But all these Waynesburg kids around here say the same thing. Mike Lang, of course. But the local broadcasters I had an affinity for.
That's awesome. You know what? I found myself now, and I never really listened to broadcasts. And if I would watch a game growing up, I'd watch the football game. I wouldn't even care what anybody had to say. Even, you know, as I got older, I was like, what can they say that, you know, I don't really know? And that's just how I thought.
Yeah.
But now that I'm in this business, I pay attention more to the broadcast than the actual football game. I listen and pay attention more. Every single word, every single enunciation, every single sentence I listen to, way more, and like night and day more than I used to. I watch the game, but I listen to the broadcast because some of these guys are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.